Venga.
Hi, Michaela.
Hi, Lucky.
Good evening to you, of course.
Yes, good evening as well. And of course, good evening to everyone. Thank you for listening, whoever's listening.
I know.
Welcome to the fifth episode of our podcast. Again, my name is Michaela.
And I'm Waki. And welcome to We Wonder.
We Wonder. Yay!
Yay! Yeah.
Told you, the gay part is part of our intro na.
Totoo yan. Yeah. All right. Tonight's episode actually is an interesting one, I believe.
Yeah.
Since, this is about... Michaela, come on, tell us.
It's about the reality of adulting.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, we're going to start with our childhood, of course, and what we've learned as we grow.
Hey guys, it's future Michaela here. I'm actually editing the episode right now, and I've noticed that we were not able to tell you guys that this episode will be divided into two parts. So this is episode 5, part 1, and it's a trip down to memory lane.
I think we should start. I was gonna ask you kanina, diba, before we start. How are you doing tonight? Ang arte. How are you doing tonight?
I don't know. Actually, today is kind of a lazy day.
Well, what about me? If you saw my IG story, on my story I said woke up on the wrong side of reality. So when I woke up this morning, I think I woke up on the wrong side of bed today. I don't know. I feel like I don't want to go to work today, or I don't want nasa bahay nga pala ako. I don't want to work today. Ayokong bumangon. I feel so lazy. I feel you. Totoo. So, I just don't know what happened today. Ayun. Eventually.
So, today is a lazy day.
Yeah, I know. Today is the lazy day. Are we gonna sing lazy song?
Yeah. Today, I don't feel like doing anything. Wow!
So,
that's so cool.
So our topic today is reality of adulting. That means that we're going to discuss yung mga ano natin, kasiyahan days, and the difference kung ano na yung ginagawa natin at present time, diba? Michael, I want to ask you a question. Nung nag-aral ka, maybe, wait, nag-kinder ka ba?
Yes, I actually never got to nursery. Oh, hindi ako nag-nursery. But, kinder ako twice. Well, technically, parang ganun siya. Kasi, ano siya, junior kindergarten and then may senior kindergarten. Blessed hope! Yeah, blessed hope, where you at?
Okay, but pero hindi ka rin nag-prep?
Nag-prep ako.
Oh my God, so... Okay.
So, technically, parang nag-nursery ako, pero junior kindergarten yung tawag. Pero talaga siya nursery eh. Ewan ko. Maarte lang siguro yung school na pinunta. Kaya sungkan ko dahil ng bata ako.
You know what? I feel kulang-kulang right now. Siguro kaya ako kulang-kulang kasi I just took only kinder one. Yun lang. Tapos grade one ako agad.
Did you started late ba?
Grade 5 ako nag-kinder.
Grade 5?
Sorry. I mean, 5 years old ako ng kinder. Nung 5 years old ako, nag-kinder ako. Yun.
Ah. Pero baka nag-start mag-aral. Kasi by grade 1 kasi 6 ako. So, I started school. Started young.
Oo nga. So, you started young. Ako, I started late. Just to give you a heads up, guys. Hindi naman ako kulang-kulang physically. Siguro lukal-lukal lang talaga ako.
True.
Well, ayun, when the childhood, what was your best part when you're attending kinder classes?
I don't even remember anything what happened when I was in kindergarten.
Well, I'll be sharing mine. I the memory still vivid. Ewan ko siguro gifted talaga ako with photographic memory. Ayan. O, oh, totoo yan. May pagpapatotoo. Hindi, ayun. So, I still remember when I was in kinder, I borrowed one of my classmates' crayon. Naingit ako. Naingit talaga ako. I wanted to use the crayons kasi...
Why? Was it 24 colors or more than...
Mommy, she has 36 crayons.
Ah, 36!
I only got 8.
Ayun.
Alam mo, my mom told me, siguro ano lang to eh, words of wisdom niya noon. Sabi niya sa akin, okay lang yan, you have 8 crayons. At least you know how to mix it. Sabi ko, wow, crayons to, hindi to oil pastel, ma. Gusto kong sabihin sana sa kanya, no? Kaso I don't know what oil pastel means back then. Ayun, so I really enjoy coloring and yun lang talaga yung parang ano natin responsibilities as a child as we grow along. Ayan, nung grade school, what's your favorite subject?
Grade school? I can't remember kasi, to be completely honest, I was never the type of student kasi, I never liked studying.
Ah.
Ako, super lazy talaga ako when it comes to studying. Pero, siguro, when it comes to subject, I think, mape.
Ah, really? You enjoy the class?
Oh. Mm-mm.
Ako, enjoy ko. I enjoy most science talaga. Hindi ko alam, pero, I actually grew up on the shadow of my brother. What I mean, kung ano yung school na pinasukan niya, kung sino yung advisor niya, yun din yung advisor ko. So I have to keep up with his, alam mo yun, knowledge. Kasi smart talaga siya. I mean, kuya ko, he's really smart. Sobra. Yun, binabrag ko talaga na smart talaga siya. Ako kasi hindi. Parang ano ko eh, happy-go-lucky ako na type ng tao. So I have to keep up with that every single time until high school, until college. So, ayan, skip na nga tayo. Punta na tayo sa college.
So, college agad?
Mm-mm. I skip most the happiest part, eh, no? Yung high school.
Totoo. Well, kahit nga grade school, kahit man lang grade 6, ganon.
Ay, yeah. Grade 6, yun nga yun, sabi ko. My favorite subject was science way back then. So it's more on Gen Sci, how the volcanoes erupt, the tectonic plates, the movement, mga ganun. Really. Pero masaya siya. Tuturuan kita. Papagalawin natin yung tectonic plate. Charot.
Oh my God, speaking of science, yesterday I was watching wildlife, nature, mga ganun. So, actually, I've been thinking about, siguro ito din yung reason kung bakit sobrang lazy ako. I want to study biology or zoology.
The study of animals.
I was tagging Joaki last night sa Instagram. Dun sa, doon sa may, okay. Ano, doon sa may, parang account siya about wildlife. Pero yung tinag ko sa kanya is, ano yun?
It's actually a Komodo dragon. So the
Komodo dragon.
So ayun siya. This Komodo dragon had been hunting this already weak water buffalo calf for several days. So ayun, kinain niya, grabe, naawa talaga ako.
Sobra. Pero at the same time, I was actually that before I actually got to that page, I was watching lots of shark videos. Although I'm not a shark enthusiast, pero I was watching a lot of shark videos and they're really interesting and all that. And then biglang nag-recommend yung page na yan. So, ayun, sinalo ko. Tapos pinanood ko talaga lahat ng videos nila. And for some reason, hindi ako nandiri. Sobrang na-curious ako about wildlife and all that.
At least, diba? I mean, in another life, maybe you'd be, ano ba to? A zoologist.
Oo. Ay, actually, diba, sa at tawag dito, parang gusto ko nga maging ano yun? Yung sa mga endangered species. Anong tawag doon?
Endangered. Ay, hindi ba yun yun?
Advocate? Advocate ba tawag doon?
Hindi ko rin alam. Bakit itong takataka natin?
Oo, nating. Bakit ganun? Nakakahiya tayo. Wala talagang alam. Char.
Well, it's okay.
Yung ano, yung nagsosupport para protektahan yung mga endangered species. Nakalimutan ko yung tawag din eh.
Wildlife parang, advocate.
Parang ganun. Conserve energy. Charot. Hindi ko alam.
NDRRM.
Pero in general, parang gusto ko maging advocate ng wildlife, especially ng mga endangered species. So, ayun.
Ako gusto ko na lang maging panda.
Anyways, we're straying away from the topic. I just want to share that.
Sorry. Diba? When we were in high school, I was able to commute because my setup, I'm living in Mandaluyong together with my grandmother, with my parents, and I'm studying in Pasay. So, everyday commute ako. MRT. It's
grabe,
like,
ano yun ang school mo?
Oo. They've asked me if I wanted to go to a school together with my cousins. It's a private school. I know, alam mo to. It's Immaculada.
Mm.
Okay, so they've asked me, do you want to study here?
Wait, Immaculada in Pasig?
Yes.
Ah, okay. Okay.
Kasi everyone of my cousins, they studied in Immaculada. They graduated there. So, kilala nila talaga yung si Mrs. Brown noon. Eh, ako, since I grew up in Pasay together with my mother's cousins, they're the one who raised me. I don't wanna go outside of my comfort zone. I think it's too young to be separated from them. Also, to my friends. Kasi dun ako nag elementary eh.
Mm-mm.
So I want to share or I want to, you know, be with my friends. Parang ayoko talaga lumabas ng comfort zone ko that time.
Mm-hmm.
How about you? Anong high school experience?
Well, high school experience. Kasi I went to 2 schools when I was in high school.
Mm-hmm.
I've been to a lot of schools kasi we've been moving a lot. So
principal ka ba?
Oo. Tawag dito. So, when I was in prep, a grade school, so sa Tanay kami. And then, by grade 5 to grade 6, lumipat na kami ng Laguna. And I think what was really hard about moving to another school is that yung mga classmate ko ng grade 5, sila yung magkakaklase since nursery.
They're really tight.
Maliit lang kasi yung school. So, the school that I went to when I was in grade 5 and grade 6 is South Horizon. So, it's in Laguna. So, yung mga classmate ko doon is magkakapit-bahay lang din kasi small subdivision. So, halos lahat magkakakilala siya. And yung school namin, sobrang liit lang nung headcount niya. Like, per class, parang nasa 20 plus lang siya. And yung oras ng pasok namin, parang half day lang, technically. Kasi nga, parang 4 lang yung classroom dun sa school na yun.
Is that a private school?
Oo, parang ganun. Parang private school kasi siya. So, parang 4 na classroom lang. And then, hati siya ng 2 oras. Sorry, parang yung start ng class namin is from 7 a.m. until 12. And then, from 1 to 5. Nung nag-high school naman ako, so I went to St. Michael. So, another private school siya. And school kasi siya ng, I mean, doon nag-aral yung tito ko. So, doon kasi siya nag-school. And before noon, dapat papasok ako sa may iba pang school kung saan nag-high school si Bebe sa Laguna. Pero I ended up going to St. Michael's then. So, another private school. Siguro, when I was in St. Michael's, although maayos naman yung school, okay naman yung mga tao doon. Pero, I never really had any friends talaga. Parang ganun. I had, nagkaroon ako ng mga kaibigan. Pero, we don't talk anymore. Oo. Parang, kumbaga, casual highs, casual hello. Parang ganun na lang. Pero, wala talaga. As in, wala na akong kinakausap sa kanila. Wala na akong kinikita sa kanila. Yung mga high school classmates ko nung sa St. Michael. And then, by third year, lumipat na kami dito sa may Pasig. And it was my first time enrolling sa public school. So, yun. I've been going to private school ever since I started going to school. Then, by third year and by fourth year, I enrolled sa public school. The reason I enrolled sa public school when I was in third year, kasi, ano na eh, start na nung klase. July na ako nag-start.
And we know that private school, ang enrollment period nila is really early, right?
Oo. So, wala nang tumatanggap na private schools dito. So, ang naging choice namin is mag-public school. And sobrang haba ng process na yun. Kasi we ended up going to DepEd as well.
Why?
I don't know. I can't remember the reason why we went to DepEd. Pero we went to DepEd to process papers. Parang ganun. May inasikaso sa DepEd so that I can enroll dito sa public school na kung saan ako gumraduate ng high school. So, long story short, I ended up going to that school as in parang isang buwan nang nagkaklase. Bigla akong umepal, di ba? Sa kalagitaan ng klase nila. Yun. And then, I think going to public school, although it has a huge difference when it comes to private school, pero for me, the best talaga na nag-public school ako.
I feel you. Kahit medyo maraming, medyo maraming bully.
I mean, siguro hindi naman siya maiiwasan, pero first time ko makakita na nagsasapakan, yun, alam mo yun, sasubunutan, ayun, kakaloka. Buti naman, sa awa ng Diyos, hindi naman ako na-involved sa mga ganun. Kasi sobrang tahimik ko lang din naman dati. Akalain mo, sa dal-dal ko, tahimik ko dati. Char.
Exactly. We would not know kung ano talaga yung nag-hold ng future natin.
Yes.
Alright, well, thank you so much for opening that topic to us. Ito na yung medyo
dito na umaano yung adulting talaga. Medyo kahit pa paano, it's starting to get there eh.
Correct. And alam mo, I enjoyed college.
How
about you?
I enjoyed college. Kasi for me, college... Oh, by the way, guys. Actually, Joaquin and I went to the same school.
We graduated on the same batch.
Yeah, we... It was so fun, but we never knew each other back then. But
actually, I know because I don't know Michaela personally, but we're in the same college, so we're in College of Business and Administration.
Yeah,
business administration and accounting. Nagkasama kami, pero we never see each other. Maybe because mag-iba kami ng floor. Yung course namin or yung specialization, I took up marketing, she took up human resources development.
Yes.
So, ayun talaga. Hindi kami nagkita. We graduated also on the same day but different time.
True. Same venue, how's that? Same day, different times. And also, just want to share that aside from graduating from the same school and being in the same school for 4 years, Joaquin and I actually had a mutual friend or have a mutual friend.
Correct, diba?
Si Ate Cez.
Yeah, hi Andy.
Andy pala. Nasanay ako ng Ate Cez.
Diba, we never see each other. But yung college, before I took up marketing, I went to engineering first. So ayun, I started around 2000.
Is it in RTU din ba?
Yes, same school, RTU. So I took up ECE or Electronics and Communications Engineering.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good course. Really, it's one of the best course, an engineering course. Kaya lang, I don't see myself in that field.
Mm-hmm.
So parang hindi yata ito yung calling ko, girl. Parang ganun.
What was your first option? Ka dun,
really, yung first option ko.
Uh-oh.
Psychology.
Oh, same.
Diba? Kaya lang kasi they are strict when it comes to their general weighted average ng high school.
Totoo, so
I only got 85, tapos kailangan yata nila is 89. Ay, okay po.
Oo, totoo. But, tapos, yun nga. So, parang dun na nagsisink it sa akin na, ay, shit. So, sana pala inayos ko talaga yung high school. Kasi sobrang tamad nga natin mag-aral, di ba?
I know.
Yun. So, psychology was actually my first option. Well, when I was young, I wanted to be a chef. So, I was...
A what? A chef?
Chef, yeah. I was thinking about taking HRM, Hotel Restaurant Management, And then when I was in high school, I got addicted to this theories, fringe. So it's more of psychological and all that stuff. So I wanted to take psychology in college. So I ended up taking, so as an alternative, they offered human resources. Hindi ako nag-shift ever. Ewan ko, siguro dahil tamad, in my nature, tamad talaga ako. So, alam mo yun, I just went with it. So, go with the flow na lang ako nung college. But I enjoyed it super. And remember when I said na super tahimik ko nung high school and nung elementary? As in, I was a very shy person. I never really thought about...
Okay, you know, maniwala, guys.
Hindi, totoo talaga. Yun. So, by college, I was... I don't know, I just became a different person. I was outgoing, I was very friendly. So parang lahat ng blocks, sa lahat ng blocks ng sa course namin, may kakilala ko. Whether first year pa yun or second year, may kakilala ko. So, yun. So, I really enjoyed college.
You know what? I enjoyed college nung part na nag-shift ako. Since I need to cross-enroll, yun nga, marketing yung course ko, but some subjects, I haven't taken that in engineering, like yung Filipino 1, Filipino 2.
Ay, true ba? Ano?
Yes, we do not have that in engineering since it's like super super minor yun sa kanila, guys. What happened? I really want to share this. It's actually a responsibility din or a part of adulting na naloka ako kasi I have to be on my own. Wala akong kakilala. I started again. Tapos, my course is marketing but I have to take accounting 1 and 2 sa accounting mismo. I mean, accounting students yung mga kasama ko. Tapos, I have to take another one sa entrepreneur na course. Grabe, sobrang kalat ko talaga nun. Meron ako sa operations management na classmates. I have HRM classmates.
That's the hard thing about being an irregular student, right?
Exactly. Sobrang hirap niya. And you know what? It's funny kasi they call me and they're in lower year. I'm 21 years old and they are like 18 or 16. Mga bagets pa talaga, mga first year. Mm-hmm. Whenever they see me, they call me, "Hi, kuya, kamusta ka na?" I feel like I'm really famous kasi everyone knows me, everyone knows my name, and they even voted me as the class president. So, I've handled 3 class at the same time in 1 semester na ako yung president. Grabe, mm-hmm. Sobrang hirap. Ayoko na.
In college and in high school as well, I never volunteered to be a leader and I never became a leader for anything when I was still studying. And that's a fact because I hate leading. I'm more of a follow the leader type of person. So, I'd rather you assign me a task. I'll do it for you wholeheartedly rather than me giving you a task. So, yun.
Ah, okay. So, baligtad pala tayo kasi when I was in high school, I was always asked to be a leader, to be the class president. Maybe they voted me because I'm really funny. Alam mo yon. Seryoso. I think I'm funny.
If you're naturally funny, everyone thinks that you're capable to do anything because you're funny, diba?
Exactly.
Buti na lang hindi ako funny.
So, eto guys, whenever you hear me, this is not my best yet. It's just that, alam mo naman, limited tayo or stick to the topic. But if you know me in person, ako, I don't know what to say.
Me too.
Anong me too?
I don't know what to say to you.
You know me well. I really enjoyed college. Ayan na. Yeah. So, this is the part when the real responsibility...
Yeah, after 48 minutes, we're getting to the topic. Utang isa na. Charot.
Alam mo, I think this is, it's really not a good idea that we started a podcasting kasi yung introduction natin or yung main idea natin sobrang tagal bago mapakilala.
Hey guys, Future Mikayla here again. So, we were actually not supposed to divide this episode into 2 parts, but unfortunately, we got carried away telling our stories about our childhood and our high school and college experience. So, Joaquin, I ended up recording another episode, which is the second part of episode 5, which will tackle the reality of adulting. And yeah, so stay tuned for next week's episode. And again, don't forget to follow us on our Twitter. Our Twitter account is WeWonderPod, and we upload every Saturday. Again, there's no specific time, we just upload every Saturday, so just keep on watch. And thank you for listening, whoever's listening. And again, my name is Michaela. Joaquin is kind of busy at the moment, so yeah. And this is We Wonder, We Wonder, and have a great day. Bye.